Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. It's the third day of the Winds of Zenith Cares Festival, with much of the activity yesterday held at Anzac Park in the centre of Wyburn, where a festival village has been set up. A place where festival goers can drop by throughout the day to relax, listen to music from local artists, as well as take part in a range of cultural workshops such as weaving. And one of the key issues for the people in Zendeth Cares is climate change and what can be done to alleviate the impacts. Yesterday, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced Australia's 2035 emissions target. The aim is to cut greenhouse gas emissions by between 62 and 70% on 2005 levels. Mr. Albanese says the target is in line with advice by the Climate Change Authority. He's announced $2 billion in funding for the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to help reach the target. And he says there will also be a major funding boost for the resources sector for the transition to renewable energy.
What we know is if we don't act, there will be a cost to the economy as the Treasurer has outlined. There will be lower wages, lower growth, less jobs, and we know that it is in Australia's interest to have an orderly transition. That is what we intend to do.
First Nations leaders and climate activists say they are disappointed by the Prime Minister's climate target announcement. At a meeting in Garamilla, Darwin, in the Northern Territory, the group warned Australia's north is being sacrificed, as experts say the region will face some of the worst impacts of climate change.
A reminder of the importance of caring for country.
So Ngalandako is actually harmony and balance. It gives us the very meaning of what we want to be done for our waterways, our land.
And the consequences of neglect.
If there is no balance, there is no future.
Indigenous leaders and climate activists gathering to send a message to Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese.
Say it clear, say it loud, Albanese sold us out.
It's a part of the country said to be impacted worst by climate change. Those who call Australia's north home disappointed over the country's latest national emissions targets.
This decision by the Albanese government turns northern Australia into a sacrifice zone for the interests of the fossil fuel industry.
As experts warn, extreme weather events will continue to worsen under the commitment.
You ain't seen nothing yet. This is the beginning of a climate crisis that now will see an increase in extreme weather, in floods, in bushfires, in droughts, in extreme weather events. And that is locked in with this target. It's not in any way ameliorated.
Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
In Zendeth Cares, the impact of climate change is already being felt. Regional leaders say it's not just how the climate is changing that needs to be addressed, but also the flow-on effects from that for communities.
Here in the Torres Strait, what we want the Australian government to be dead serious about is about, with the targets, is to look at not just investment into building seawalls, but how do we invest into protecting our marine resources in this region? It's getting hotter. The water is getting warmer. A lot of the sites, a lot of the fishing grounds are being swamped by sand, moving sand. We hear fishermen and elders say certain fishing areas that used to be harvested fish of a certain season isn't done now because of the change in weather patterns. What we also need to see is real tangible investment into renewable energy here in the Torres Strait. We're still seeing tons of diesel being imported into this region. We can't understand why in this day and age we haven't stepped into other green, blue energy in this part of the world. And I'd really like to see a step into renewable energy because it also ticks the box of high cost of living in the Torres Strait. If we have an alternative besides the current electricity, we would see 3/4 of average income of islanders go into other areas for setting up business, sending their children off to the best schools in Australia. At the moment, 3/4 of people's income in this region are going to pay for electricity cost in this region.
And one of the most popular groups performing at the Winds of Zendeth Festival is also the youngest. The Island Stars are part of a program run on Wyben, which is helping local children and teenagers connect with culture through traditional dance. NITV caught up with founder Joey Laifu to find out more.
Now nel zoi na kai bua wagadagam kadal na ina karama bai gal badul arganilai saibai borum tabu. My name is Joey. I come from the Island Stars dance team. We formed the dance team in my partner for young Torres Islander. My totem, I just identified where I'm from. So I'm from Mobiag Island, the Crocodile Clan, Badu, the Stingray Clan here, the Hame Clan, and Saibai, the Borum Tabu, the Pig and Steak Clan. The Island Stars was formed 4 years ago by me and my partner. We traveled the world and we saw culture being lost overseas also. So when we came back, we saw it on Thursday Island. So we actually bought our place where we're at now, Island Stars, and we changed it into a cultural space. So a space where we can take young Torres Strait Islander and teach them about their culture, their identity, who they are, through songs, dance and storytelling. We have really young dancers that we bring on, from 2 years old upwards until they're big. This is probably our fifth group now passing through. So they come, they learn, they dance, they go down south, then the next group comes through. We do plenty of community engagement too for youth, schools, to showcase culture at school, show the other young ones that they can learn about culture also in our space. If they want to come, it's always open for everyone. So it plays a big part in that for community also, especially on TI, because the culture here is not practiced as much as the outer island. We do other programs also, linking up to like cultural stuff, because that hip-hop is exactly like us. It's storytelling, dancing, and showcasing our feelings through dancing and stuff. So we implement that into island dance also. It's a blessing that we could dance here today. We practice culture, and actually this festival is about culture. Imagine yourself in culture, watching other islands dancing and sharing their culture through their young ones and their eyes, their songs, their dancing, and teaching our young ones, because they dance a lot, they don't see other islands, and to come and dance with other islands and celebrate together in this festival, especially this one, it means a lot to us.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News Weeknights. And stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.